Doing right?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts, Ross?
Well, I'd actually like to open with it's been a difficult 24 hours for our football club and Western Australian football, and we really want to acknowledge the Yaron family and the passing of Shane Yaron, and put that win in context tonight. That it was a difficult night, particularly for our Noongar and Aboriginal players. So it's been quite sobering to come here today. It highlights how fragile things can be, and we're not machines, and there's some people feeling it tonight, but particularly I think the Subiaco Football Club, WA Football, and we just want to respect the Yaron family's privacy tonight as well.
How did the players react to the news, and what did the club have to do?
Yeah, as I said, I think we acknowledge that, and we just want to respect the privacy. I think there's cultural issues at play here as well, but at the end of the day, you need to show the respect and the self-esteem you have with important. It was a brief period at our club, but we certainly was acknowledged and difficult, but we also want to acknowledge for our members and fans it was important tonight that we played well, which again we can get on with the game, which we did, but I think that acknowledgement is critical.
It was a nice moment with Michael Walters as well, pointing to the sky.
Yeah, I didn't see it all. I'm really busy, but everyone has different connections, and as I said, I think we acknowledge strong connections, and I'm very sad, you know, sad, heartbreaking story. But from here, we can focus on the game.
So on the game, what did you do well? Do you think what enabled you to get the win?
Well, we did a lot of things well. We knew they were possessing the ball, but it was more our lessons from the week before. We thought we got beaten in the contest and the ground ball, and our pressure centre forward, we got scored against heavily coming out. So we reversed that tonight. Our centre forward pressure was strong, our contest was strong. And again, our ball movement, even though we had 56 entries last week, we spoke about the connection going in, so that was a priority. And we took something like 19 marks tonight, inside 50 on a greasy night. Mobile forward line, so I thought we played more composure and better connection. But the really pleasing thing was our leaders, Fife, Mundy, Sanderlands, Alex Pierce, Walters, Neil stand up, and then our kids blossom as well. I thought Brayshaw and Chera's best games, Croden, another debutant tonight. I think we have five players with five games or less, Talon and Mann. So there's good signs for our football club, and we just want to keep growing and progressing that, and look, we're wrapped with the result, but we get some feedback that we're on the right path, and there's plenty of improvement in us.
Sanderlands doesn't look like you need to rest just yet. He's pretty good tonight.
Well, he's a credit to himself, isn't he? Look, we acknowledge Tim English is a young ruckman, he'll only get better and better, but Boyd is a big bona fide man and legitimate talent. He played his part, so it was difficult. We lost Matthew Tabernard, looks like a fractured metatarsal, so he'll be out for a while early, so that challenged us, but Alex Pierce stood up, and you know, my coaching team really, I've got to give them credit, they organised the team and rotated the team incredibly well so we could run it out. So there was a few challenges tonight, but we're looking to improve, and we felt we did that.
How disappointing is that for Tabernard, Ross? He's had a good start to the year.
Yeah, it's very disappointing, but he'll come back, he'll apply himself, and AFL football's full of challenges, you know, and one of the difficult thing is being available, and the body, when you work so hard, it's always that balance. So we'll look into it, but we'll support him, and he's such a hard worker that he'll come back, and he was just starting to blossom in his career.
Ross, did you like your small forward line without him tonight, or is it obvious you would have to replace him with a tall next week?
Yeah, no, I haven't put my mind to that. I thought he was impacting really strongly, so we're disappointed to lose him, but obviously the greasy condition helped us, but I think if you're running the ball in and passing it in well, it doesn't matter what size you are. But next week, the derby, you know, so it's our home derby is my understanding, and we'd love to fill it out. I think we're close, really exciting, and a big challenge. West Coast coming really good form, and we're going good form, so we want to test ourselves, and we'll get to the structure of the team. But we're pleased for everyone tonight. It's been a critical period for our club at the new stadium. And everyone's enjoying it, and we're playing some good footy, so we want that momentum to continue, and we all love a derby, so let's make it a big week.
How important has it been for the club to establish that good form at home, in front of your home fans, play good footy in front of them?
Yeah, well, it's critical. We're trying to run a dual narrative, which is we're transitioning our list, and that's indisputable. But again, we don't want to use it as an excuse for not playing good football. But we felt we played good football last week and played a team, but we need to improve our connection. I thought if we can deliver that effort and attitude but improve the connection, we'll be right in it, and we did that. So, well, the commercial realities when you're an AFL club at a 60-odd thousand seated stadia, it's really challenging. And we've got to play our part where we can. And fortunately, we've been helping with that.
Nat Fife certainly been helping with that the last few weeks, and again, very good tonight. Ross, what
have
your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, well, when you roll up, everyone talks about leadership, but in the context of AFL, your leaders have got to play well under pressure, and Nathan's clearly doing that. We've had Pavlich in the past and Mundy, but Mundy's still doing it. Because if they don't stand up, it's very, or most weeks stand up, it's very difficult for young players. So that's his job, and that's what we expect him to do. That's what he expects, but he's delivering really well. And being an AFL captain is very difficult. And he copped some criticism, I think unwarranted early, and the criticism went early on Nathan, but he's worked really hard and he'll become a great leader for this club.
What did you make of Juman, and did he replace Johnson because Johnson was managed, or was Johnson left out on form?
No, well, I think you answered your own question. Johnson was managed.
Managed, yeah.
We picked Taylan because he was in form, but it was bold. But it was horses for courses. The Dogs are very short and mobile, and we knew that, and we didn't really want to play three talls. And so Michael needed to be managed, but I think the Eagles are taller, and we may have to play him. So, but Taylan come in, he's 193, it's his second year, he's worked really hard, and he was more than one. His body of work was strong. And I said pre-game, they play one game, development coaches come, and they go, play him, play him. And I said, give me another one. And they go, play him, play him. And then he does four, and I said, OK, now we'll play him. So coming with a body of work, so he's confident, we're confident, that he can stand up. So it was really pleasing. So he's worked hard. And I think a few people know that he played with good composure.
Was Taylan Henry related to anything he had coming into the game?
No, look, it's outside of my box. And no, he had a plantar fascia issue coming in. Like, if anyone can link that, they're better than me and our medical team. So, but again, it's out of my depth. I'll let the cobblers do the cobbling on that one.
Are you able to give us any rough sort of indication of time frame of what it might be?
Again, I'm out of my depth, but I think fractures take a while. So, but we'll update you as soon as we can. I'd imagine we'll put something on our website as soon as we have the investigations and I'll give you the detail.
Thanks. Any thoughts on a ruck support for Aaron next week?
I just enjoyed a Powerade behind closed doors, so, or a Gatorade, sorry. two Gatorades. So we'll go home and have a look at it. But obviously, Nick Natanui is a massive challenge, and their ruck setup. He's really quite strong. But we want the challenge. We want to get tested. We want more feedback. And it's going to be a beauty. So everyone get there. Thank you.